This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the 80th birthday of a country music legend. But first, Venus Williams of Compton, California, won her fourth Wimbledon title today. She dispensed with the barely known until this week Marion Bartoli in straight sets. On the men's side, the semifinals were played. Roger Federer crushed Richard Gasquet in straight sets, and Rafael Nadal advanced after his opponent, Novak Djokovic, retired, ailing from a blister. Men's final, of course, will be played tomorrow. Ron Rappaport joins us from nearby Compton, California. Ron, you've been watching this morning.
I have, Scott. You know, I just thought Venus...
Well, that's why we called you, Ron. I'm aware of the fact that you've been watching, okay? This wasn't dumb luck on our part, but please proceed, yes.
Can I just tell you, I thought Venus looked terrific. Very quick. She was really hitting those ground strokes. And Bartoli, who wasn't supposed to be there in the first place, really didn't have much of a chance. Venus entered the tournament seeded 23rd. And she's had some injuries and hasn't really played well.
She's, I believe, the lowest-seeded player ever to win the tournament.
Well, Bartoli was seeded above her. That tells you all you need to know, a woman who you'd barely heard of.
Yeah. And,
you know, the thing is that it really marks a comeback for her because she has not played well since she won here 2 years ago. She's been hurt. And she struggled early in the tournament, Scott. She came within a couple of points of not getting past the first or second round. But when it came to playing Maria Sharapova and Anna Ivanovic, and then again today, she just looked like the player everybody thought she was going to be when she got here 10 years ago.
Marion Bartoli made a point of referring to her as the best player on grass in the world in very gracious ceremonies.
Yeah, and I think she won a lot of fans, and if this is the way you're going to break into the public recognition, that was a great way to do it. I also thought what Venus said after the match was very interesting.
With Billie Jean King and, by the way, Martina Navratilova and Margaret Thatcher, for that matter, looking on, Venus Williams said,
"If it weren't for Billie Jean, I wouldn't be here today." And then I thought with a great sly grin and a great deal of pleasure, she said, "And it's so nice to be playing for equal money as the men."
Yeah.
and then the camera cut to Billie Jean, and you could see her smiling.
All right, tomorrow, Nadal, Federer. Federer, Nadal. Which way is it going to go this time?
It's going to go Federer, unless they lay down a clay court over the grass.
There's an idea.
I mean, Nadal beats him on clay. He's just better on the slower court, on the slower surfaces, but on the fast courts, like grass, Federer may be the best ever, certainly one of the best. But this is the finals that tennis fans are looking for, Scott. These guys have played each other so often. They know each other's games so well. They bring out the best in everybody. Federer is where the smart money is, but it ought to be fun.
Finally, why would NBC not re-sign Bud Collins?
Oh, ageism or silliness-ism or something. I just think it's ridiculous. Bud has not only been synonymous with the network's tennis coverage for so many years, Scott, but he's done it so gracefully and with such good humor that it's really hard to picture the sport without him. I, for one, am very sorry to see him go, and I think NBC is going to be hearing about this from Bud's fans.
Well, at least from you.
Absolutely.
Ron Rappaport, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.